Okay, here we go. Today's episode. Jesse Powerhouse McDougal here, Powerhouse Method. Today's subject is on the love of God. The love of God. The love. So now when you hear it, the words coming out of me, it's coming from the highest most. Regardless of what tonality comes out, understand it's the love of God. If your heart desires truth, God will reveal himself to you. Experiences with God gives you devotion. Immediately pursue God with your whole heart. You are designed to get close to God. That's why I've been sent to you. You devote all your heart to God. Christianity is a machine where you have to press the buttons to activate the blessings. If I'm a devoted, God will deliver. Christianity is about consistent shifts, about having a flexible soul. I want to be a conquering Christian in all areas of my life. God wants to heal all of us, but we have to be devoted. Not every church has thick supernatural power. Thou shalt not yield emotions to others who have temper tantrums. The hand of God must come into you and heal you. God wants to restore your soul before the rest of your life gets death. To become a conqueror, I must love God. Christians who love God will go far. Do you love God? Must win souls. Must win souls. The blessing is in winning radical souls. The soul winning is radical. Don't be timid. Don't be scared. Do you know about Jesus Christ? If you want exaltation, you must go out and win souls. Soul winners access breakthroughs. There are certain blessings that will not be unlocked unless you win souls. A lot of blessings is by winning souls. God will give you things by default. It's much easier to obtain blessings by winning souls. Spiritual commerce. When you give something precious to God, he gives something precious to you. When you evangelize, things happen faster for you. Get him souls. Evangelism is more powerful than praying. Winning souls builds momentum in your Christian vortex and reduces the amount of time for your blessings to manifest. We serve God for the betterment of our lives. Soul winning puts more joy into your soul. Go out and evangelize and he will give it to you. God doesn't make your walk useless with him. Evangelism is most powerful oracle in all of the Bible and the least used. The blessings far exceed the persecution of evangelism. You have to go out and tell people about Jesus. You will see Satan manifest in right in front of you through people. This becomes an addicting in a good way when I love God. Serious soul winning will unlock sapphire stones. Breakthrough is hidden in evangelism. God is looking for evangelists. I have not shunned the counsel of God. The love of God will get me far. I must prove to God I conquer evangelism if I want my destiny. Coming to the house allows the love of God to grow inside my soul. Love is powerful because it creates obedience. With obedience, the supernatural is pointed towards you. Obedience comes through love. Those that love God become scared to sin. A lot of Christianity is not doing things others do. If you want to be powerful and the supernatural to be bestowed upon you in your direction, loving allows me to let go of what's not serving me and start what God wants me to start. Those who are planted in the house of God thrive. You need your obedience ability to go through the roof. You need the spiritual laws to be breakable. People who don't love God easily backslide. Backsliding equates destruction. Let us not love in word, but thy deed and truth. If you begin to truly love God, you will become a powerful Christian. When you get to loving God, continue to love and push your love onto him. MMA yourself onto God. Satan wants you to think the only thing that matters is if God loves you, when the truth is you need God to love you. Your love to God is more important than his love for you. God sits on the throne. Go to him and deeply love him. When you fear God, the whole world fears you. God analyzes you, love him the most. Love God. Anything more that someone pays attention to, they love more than God, is an idol. Lovers have a hyper focus on God. Distraction is destruction. Analyze your time. Invest your time by chasing God. This increases your prosperity rate. The love of God removes distraction because it gives me hyper focus, what helps me manifest destiny. The love of God is the power of God. Thou lovest righteousness, thou hate iniquity. It's time to walk in destiny consciously. God didn't bring you into this world without a plan for you. You must achieve destiny. Please achieve destiny. Your destiny is designed to impact millions of people. And that wraps up the segment on the love of God. And I have a bonus section for all you true fan listeners here. It's the facts about God's temple. Here are the facts. The wisdom of God is never ending. If you're plugged into the spiritual world, you're plugged in with downloads. God is not homeless. Must have strong connection with God's home. God's home is the gates of supernatural. The house of God is the gates of heaven. Some think it's just a building. No, man. The vortex up to heaven, that is why you change your circumstances shift. If you're always coming to the gates of heaven your whole life, you will become supernatural in everything you do. God's house expands in glory over time. It doesn't matter how I like it, it matters how he likes it. If you're wishy-washy with God's house, so will be your relationship. Law, I am not missing the gates of heaven. If you can endure 3 to 6 hours of service, supernatural grave is working in you. Healing lives in the gates. We all need healing. Healing is a lifelong process. God has a lot of plans here. You can start by healing yourself for 7 days fast and only eat one meal a day. Have a great day. God bless you.